from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, back here on Fesco and Dusty. Mac, we always talk about how relatable we can be to an audience.
Mm-hmm.
Generational.
Timeless.
I'm going to tell you a name of someone who passed away just now.
Just now. We just lost him.
And I want you to guess his profession.
Oh, gosh.
He died at the age of 88.
Okay.
RIP to Phil Donahue. What did Phil Donahue do?
Phil Donahue. Let's say 88. Phil was a great coach, man. Phil was such a good
coach.
He
was, yeah.
Yes, he really
Unless
was.
Unless he wasn't. One of the great, like, talk show hosts of all time. Like, he was the first, like, Jerry Springer, basically, you know? Like, daytime talk show.
Kind of a coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a coach.
Coached up Jerry Springer and Morton Downey Jr. And, you know, Oprah came after him. And, you know, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, Geraldo, they all come off that Phil Donahue tree.
Yeah.
Better coaching tree. Phil Donahue or Andy Reid?
According to Mac. Phil, he did this. He goes, Phil Donahue. Oh, it sounds familiar.
Yeah.
88. I'm going to say he was a great coach.
Great coach.
So sports driven at the ripe age of 24.
22, man. Sports is everything.
Oh, man.
26 this month.
All right.
26.
So he's 25. Still living it. But yeah, I mean, it sucks. Phil Donahue, man. He was like the first guy who was trying to tell people who their father was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it was all downhill from there.
Vern, did you know who Phil Donahue was?
So he's 25, still living it. But yeah, I mean, it's.
Hey, what's that? We're getting feedback from Vern on the AM.
Nice. I say that sounded a lot like Bob Fesco. Yeah.
And then it was all downhill from there.
It is Bob
it
Fesco.
It is me. Uh oh, Max straggling.
He's trying to find Phil Donahue.
I couldn't care less about Phil Donahue. I want to kiss Vern.
We'll get Vern on here in a second and talk to him about this series tonight and what this series was over the weekend.
I'm excited to see if Vern's excited about you throwing the first pitch and me beating Cody in the hot dog race tonight.
Mm. Well, I can't be honest. It's got to go much better than the last time I ever did something at Kauffman Stadium because I got roasted by Denny Matthews the last time I did it.
We've had a rough show, though, here on 610 Nights. One of our hosts tried to steal the base out there in right field, and he was a cool 5 seconds late crossing the finish line. I'm sure he's going to be hanging his head and hoping that, especially you two, did not see that.
They could have. There's a gapper into right center field, and that's going to get by Kyle Isbell and roll to the wall. So Willie Castro is on. And this is the fourth straight inning that the Tigers have had their leadoff man on.
I started to say, Fizz, they could have videotaped that dash from the right field corner in slow motion, but that would have been redundant.
I was going to say, the use of the word dash.
A little dash, yeah. He ran out of steam
early. He sure did.
Well, Vern, it's time to redeem myself, so here we go. Tonight, pitch one of the evening is your boy. You got any advice?
No. I've never thrown out a first pitch. I'll be cheering you on, though. I think it's really cool. Throwing it to the old man.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, man. That's... Yeah, I mean, I could get real sappy about that, but that's going to warm my heart watching that tonight. Don't screw it up, because I will boo you, though.
Yeah, and of course, on the day that Phil Donahue passed away, too, so it's a big moment.
Oh, my God,
you know?
R.I.P.
Yeah,
R.I.P.
can you believe that?
Goat.
What a great coach he was, right?
He sure was, man. You know, he really knew how to get the boys going.
Really prepped him up good for the
Really got that moving in the right direction to go get one for the home team, Vern, right?
Not strong when it came to X's and O's, but he sure did know how to fire the boys up.
He really did. He really did. Speaking of firing people up, I think Ursaig has kind of fired us all up from a bullpen standpoint. Like, this guy is just sick. He goes out there and just gets the job done. Where are we without Ursaig on the team?
Begging, praying, hoping that someone in that bullpen steps up, eagerly awaiting John Schreiber and Hunter Harvey coming back off the IL. This is strange. I never thought I would say this so quickly. I mean, the guy's made, eight appearances, 9 1/3 innings so far from Lucas Ursaig, but I put him in the same class as Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, Lugo, Singer, Reagans, and Michael Wacha. To me, those are the, I guess that's eight. Those are the eight players that, as of right now, must be all-star, if not better, moving forward for this team to track down Cleveland. And quite honestly, those eight may need to pitch, hit, defend at an all-star level, even for this team to make the playoffs. I understand everyone feeling good after that dominating sweep over the Cincinnati Reds, but as you guys alluded to earlier, that riptide, that 20-game stretch against playoff teams and only playoff teams, that gets started up on Friday. Now, I hope that a Michael Garcia and Michael Massey, I hope Kyle Isbell and Michael Lorenzen and Sam Long and some other relievers, I'm hoping that these guys can step up over the course of that 20-game stretch. But from what we've all seen over the first three quarters of the season, this team's going to go as far as those big four in the rotation. By the way, those four all rank top 20 in Major League Baseball as far as ERA is concerned. There's not another team in the sport that has more than two players top 20 in baseball in ERA. Royals have four of the top 20. This team's going to go as far as those four starters and the big three run producers in the lineup take you, not to mention Lucas Ursaig. To me, it's somewhat unfair, right? Again, he's only been here 9 games. Lugo and Wacha and the rest of those names I gave you, those guys have been delivering for this team for 4 months now. And yet, while they've earned the pressure, while they've earned the weight of expectations as we head down the stretch, I don't think Ursaig has the body of work to say that he's earned it, but tough break, bro. We need spot. We need you to be Wade Davis, Greg Holland, Kelvin Herrera. I think he's capable of doing it, but we don't know for sure. His time in Oakland was always on a losing team. That 20-game stretch that starts up on Friday, for as important as the rotation is, Lucas Ursaig is shoulder-to-shoulder with them, carrying the weight of this team's playoff hopes.
Vern, also, too, you mentioned, you know, the 20 games that are coming up. How much more of an importance now are we putting on this 3-game series against the Anaheim Angels, who quit in April?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a lot like the Cincinnati series. I go into it saying you got to win 2 of 3. And when you win the first two, I'm going to say you got to sweep them going into the finale. That's what I'm saying yesterday. It's tough to ask for a road sweep. But when you take the first two games the way that the Royals did, how can you expect anything less than what they did yesterday? And it's the exact same thing against the Angels. You're going to have, just like you did against Cincinnati, the reason why you dominated that series so much was because Your starting pitcher was better every single night. Mm-hmm. Your defense was so much better than Cincinnati's throughout that series. You ran the bases better. And when Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby had an opportunity to drive in a run, they did just that. Those things need to continue. Like we just talked about with Lucas Erceg and the big names on this roster. They need to do the heavy lifting. Again, I hope Garcia and Isbell and Renfro and Melendez can come up big in spots. I hope, you know, Dairon Blanco can keep it up moving forward, but I'm not banking on it. I'm banking on the rotation, Erceg, and the big bats hitting 2, 3, 4. They need to deliver against the Angels, and I have no reason to believe that they won't, especially with what I'm hoping are pretty solid crowds showing up the next three nights, especially after you see 30,000 show up for every game in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
For a team that I guess is still kind of in it, but they're not really in it.
But you also have Lugo and Reagan's going, you know, the first two games of this series, and then Lorenzen kind of backs it up against TBD, who I don't know about you, he's got good stuff. These are the games you got to take advantage of. When you got your horses going, man, you got to go out there and, you know, take care of business. The Lugo one's going to be interesting because I've heard from a lot of people saying, is he gassed? Is he reached his inning limit? You know, like a lot of old baseball C-meds feel like, well, he's reached his innings limit. Where do you feel on that?
Too bad. You know, no matter what it is, if he is just struggling, if he is hitting a wall, I don't care. I need you to push through the 38 games left for the rest of your life. Now, Seth Lugo isn't whining. He isn't complaining. The team's not going to risk further injury, right? This is a guy that you still likely have under contract for the next two seasons. So you're going to be smart with him. But if he continues to take the ball, that's him and the team telling you he's healthy. So if he's healthy, I need you to continue to perform at an all-star level. Honestly, I think this team needs Seth Lugo to lead Major League Baseball in innings pitched. I think they need Seth Lugo to finish the season top 10 in ERA. I just don't see where the offset comes from if there is regression from Seth Lugo. Okay, if he takes a step back, if he's no longer that ace, you know, shoulder to shoulder with Cole Reagans leading this rotation, if that's no longer Seth Lugo, okay, who makes up for it? Is it Garcia? Is it Melendez, Renfro, Massey? Is it another reliever? Because the innings that are being logged by Seth Lugo are innings not logged by the bullpen, by someone other than Lucas Erceg and Seth Lugo. So who's picking up those innings? I hope it's Seth Lugo. If it's not, if he can't carry the rotation the way that he has for the better part of the first 3.5 months of this season, someone else needs to pick up the slack, and I don't know where you look for that. I don't know if it's the offense, it's the bullpen, it's a Michael Lorenzen. Are you really going to ask more from Waka, more from Reagans, more from Singer? I don't think so. So, yeah, Seth Lugo is going to be the story. But like I said yesterday with Brady Singer, Bob, I think it's kind of a no-win situation like yesterday was for Singer, to where the naysayers are showing up regardless. Yeah. If you go out there and shove, it's going to be well, of course. Brady always pitches well against bad teams. Let's see what he does next time out against Philadelphia or Cleveland. I think the same thing's going to hold true for Lugo, to where no matter what happens tonight, the naysayers, the doubters are going to be coming out and still skeptical moving forward.
Vern, color yourself shocked if you think I'm overreacting here, but what did this weekend create for a guy like Dairon Blanco after his performance against Cincinnati? Was it just a flash in the pan, or is this something where it's like, keep the kid there until he shows us he's not going to do that? And like, I know he's not going to hit 3 home runs, a grand slam every weekend, but
why
again,
not?
Looks like he's kind of got a little groove going.
Yeah, see, to me, well, I hope it continues. And if there's a lefty in the lineup, or excuse me, a lefty on the mound for the opposition, sure, yeah, continue to run them out there. But, you know, this is something that, you know, I get a lot over the course of the season with the way that Matt Cutrero utilizes his bench. You know, when a guy is hitting well, often the fans want to see more of the guy that's hitting well, which to me goes back to the chicken or egg conversation. Is it he needs more at-bats and it will continue, or is this a case of Q and the coaching staff picking the right spots and the right matchups for Dairon Blanco to have success? Meaning, wouldn't he be exposed if you keep running him out there? Let's not forget, Dairon Blanco's 31 years old. I know he's fast, one of the fastest players in the game, and he plays with a youthful joy.
he's no spring chicken out there. There's a reason why he made his big league debut just two seasons ago. I think you want to keep Dairon Blanco. Quite honestly, you want to keep him on the bench for that late game stolen base situation. Honestly, if you're sitting around saying, "Hey, Dairon Blanco might be that bat to come alongside Salvi, Bobby, and Vinny," we have bigger issues. He's your Terrence Gore 2.0. Dairon Blanco, to me, is not going to be the reason why this team tracks down Cleveland.
So when you look at Blanco, see, I came from the other approach. I keep him in the lineup till he proves he can't be in the lineup anymore, right? Like, you got to ride that hot hand for a little bit, don't you?
I think that's the career. I think his career has shown you that he's not an everyday player, or else, I mean, shoot, man, this team lost 106 games last year, and he never turned into a regular player, an everyday player. Also, if you have him in the starting lineup, one of the key, one of the elite facets of this team, as you know, is the team speed, is that ability late in the game. We're down by one. Vinny comes through. Salvi comes through. Renfro comes through with a nice leadoff single. Dairon Blanco pinch hit, or pinch run, rather. He's on third base before you have time to blink. So that threat late in the game, I want to keep it there. Furthermore, if you're facing a right-hander, you need MJ Melendez going more so than you need Dairon Blanco. So I would want MJ back in there. I want Kyle Isbell in center field. I want to make sure you're putting your best defense forward. Can I ask you guys a question, though, real quick?
Sure, yeah.
So this weekend, on every single post-game show, I received a call from a Royals and Chiefs fan celebrating the fact that that Kansas City once again dominated Cincinnati. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? And, you know, there are so many fans going on and on about, man, it feels good to beat Cincinnati. It feels nice to shut up Cincinnati. They're always running their mouth about the Bengals, running their mouth about the Chiefs. And I don't know if you guys feel that way, but to me, Kansas City should be better than that. I don't remember the Patriots fans in New England acknowledging the Chiefs or trying to shut up Chiefs fans when they were rattling off Super Bowls. It was just strange to me hearing the amount of Kansas City sports fans reveling in the fact that their baseball team beat Cincinnati.
That's interesting.
You beat Cincinnati in everything. Well, is there a rivalry? Because if I'm a Chiefs fan, I don't even think twice about the Bengals, because what have they ever done?
Well, I think our biggest rival right now, though, is the Bengals and Joe Burrow from a football side of things, because I'm not a buyer in Buffalo, and Baltimore doesn't talk enough smack, and you know nobody in the West is any good. So I think for me, but Cincinnati is our biggest rival on the football field, because Joe Burrow is just a cold-blooded, you know, killer.
Sure.
I never once thought about the Bengals, though, watching the Royals-Reds series this weekend. Like, that never even crossed my mind. Like, I don't think that we have a rival with the city. We have a rival with the football team right now, but hey, that could change very quickly if Houston becomes good and starts talking smack, you know?
But even that rivalry, and I guess, yeah, I didn't think of Ja'Marr Chase running his mouth and what
and the mayor of Cincinnati, maybe, but...
Yeah, to me, Cincinnati's such little brother compared to Kansas City, right? I mean, oh, you made it to a Super Bowl. That's nice. What happened when you got there?
Yeah.
You lost. You know, I mean, Mahomes has three. He's about to get four. Burrow will probably never get back there. I don't see the need to even, as a Royals fan, right? Mm-hmm. If you're a Royals Chiefs fan, I understand that once the season rolls around, yeah, you're going to dump on the Bengals. But if I'm a Kansas City sports fan, I don't pay any mind to Cleveland. You're so second fiddle. I don't even bother with you, man. I'm focused right now. If I'm a Chiefs fan, on the 90s Cowboys and the 80s Niners, man, this is about legacy.
Yeah, it's about legacy now. Yeah, yeah. And if you're the Royals right now, you're just focused on getting into the playoffs. Like, I don't know that we have a rival in baseball. And that's always kind of bothered me, but that's part of our own doing for being irrelevant for 30 of the last 35 sure. years or whatever it's been, you know? So, I mean, maybe we're trying to create that rivalry. You got to have it happen organically. And I think it's hard to have a rivalry in baseball when you're facing off a team once a year for three games, you know?
The
Cleveland Indians are more of a rival. The Twins are more of a rival than anything Cincinnati's going to roll out there from a baseball standpoint.
I look at the division, and Chicago's the team that comes to mind just because of, Chicago and their scummy fans.
Yeah, beating up our guy 30 years ago now.
Right.
But they're irrelevant, you know? Like, they're terrible.
I don't know really in this division if there are rivalries. I mean, Milwaukee and Minnesota, maybe Cleveland and Cincinnati. I mean, it's all interleague stuff. No, I don't really have any hatred in this division. I don't like Jose Ramirez. I don't enjoy facing him. Carlos Santana, I'm really starting to dislike because this dude's good everywhere but Kansas City.
But here!
So I find myself really rooting against a good guy in Carlos Santana, but he drives me nuts watching him rake in Minnesota. I'm like, man, they gave you all this money and you were garbage.
Terrible here.
All you did is block Vinny Pasquantino. That's the only thing I'll remember about Carlos Santana's time in KC.
Why do you think he was so awful here?
I'm guessing the environment.
Yeah, I am too. I was going to say probably.
I don't know what else. Yeah. I really can't chalk it up to anything else. 20, 21, 22. Sure, there wasn't much, if any, pitching talent, but he's a talented ball player. Didn't really have much protection, but probably didn't have much fun either because Lord knows we weren't having fun watching it.
Vern, you got the three against the Angels tonight. Like we said, the gauntlet starts after Thursday, so we hope that they can this offense going. And then real quick, 10-second answer, if you could use any bat sort of design, what would your bat design be?
Sandlot, something acknowledging the Sandlot, or maybe a Ken Burns baseball, maybe a Buck O'Neill shout-out.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, I like that. That's cool.
Josh Vernon, Royals Insider. Your pregame starts tonight at 6. So, Vern, let's keep these boys rolling and keep you cooking and having a good time watching this team play baseball this summer.
Walk to the mound confidently, chest sticking out. I want you to seem arrogant when you walk out to the mound, Dusty. Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
What about me running the hot dog race? Any advice there? Have you done that before?
Yeah, don't trip.
Don't dive. Please, God, don't dive.
Please, okay. God, don't dive.
Just run through the tape.
All right.
All right, Vern, we love you.
All right, thank you.
See you, Vern.
Confident, cocky, collected. Noted. Mm-hmm. Don't need to talk about the rest of the day. We just got to get to 6 o'clock.
You can't wait till this is over.
No, I really can't. Dude. I really can't.
I can't wait till the fifth inning either. Like, now I'm nervous. I'm like,
yeah.
I feel like I should beat Cody. Again, Nate being a track star does concern me a little bit, but
yeah. Cody's out there staring you down, drinking his coffee.
Cody's ready.
Yeah, he is.
Cody's ready. Third time's a charm for him. I'm a little nervous about that. The more the morning goes on, I'm more concerned about the smell of the suit than anything.
Ugh. That's what I had to bring up because, like, that's the first thing I thought. I was like, man, if you were doing this in, like, April, you're probably fine.
Yeah.
August 19th, that thing's been used and abused.
But they don't use it every game, right?
Every home game.
Some of them aren't just scoreboard only, though.
Drew said when they put it on last year, it was terrible.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it is.
Because I asked him at golf, I was like, how bad is that thing? He goes, oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
take a Neil Smith band. No,
that opens it up. Closer. Yeah,
you need the Wade Davis.
So I come out with like a mask, like from COVID days, like one of them N92s or whatever those things were.
Go get Andy Reid's shield.
Yeah.
That thing will really fog up, but not because of the moisture.
I won't be able
just
to see.
Stank.
Oh, God.
You're already not going to be able to see.
They let kids wear these suits, though, right? Like, if a kid can do it, so can an adult.
A lot of sweat.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.